stand by. We are about to begin. Good day, everyone, and welcome to today's Tivoli Talk, What's New in IBM Tivoli Monitoring ITM 6.2 Technical Presentation Conference Call. Today's call is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the call over to your host, Mr. Jim Katz. Please go ahead, sir.
Good day, everybody, and thank you for joining me. I don't know where you folks are. I know there's a lot of people dialed in from Europe and from the eastern parts of the United States. It's bright and early here in California, and I just want to say thanks for joining me. So let's get started. First thing I'd like to do is go to the agenda, please, on page 2. We are going to talk about some new information that will be very helpful to you, especially once ITM 6.2 is released. We're going to do a brief review of ITM 6.1, and then we will talk about ITM 6.2. We'll do an overview and talk about some of the key improvements. We'll discuss administration, the reporting enhancements, the visualization enhancements, event management, the agent builder, some of the self-monitoring that is built into 6.2. We'll talk a little bit about the migration process and TEP integration. Just to note that there is a Tivoli Talk scheduled for this Thursday on the migration process. So if you want some more details about the migration process, please, the call once again is scheduled for 8 o'clock this Tuesday Pacific time. And it is a Tivoli Talk, so you'd be able to find the information the same way you found it for this one. So let's continue. I want to point out that we have a brand new forum for monitoring questions. You can see in front of you on slide 3, this forum came alive on October 2nd. It's going to be used for questions on Tivoli Monitoring Products Portfolio. It includes all the products that leverage ITM 6. Now, we know that there are a multitude of ways to get answers. If not by email to somebody that we think knows the answer or using SWAN or using SameTime. But we would really prefer if everybody could post questions to this forum. That way we would have a centralized place for the questions and answers, and we would not have to answer questions that have already been answered numerous times. So please make a note of this forum, copy the URL, paste it, go to the forum, and bookmark it so you'll have the centralized location. The next important detail are the key dates for IBM Tivoli Monitoring 6.2. IBM Tivoli Monitoring 6.2 is expected to go GA on November 23rd, okay, right after Thanksgiving here in the United States. And then the physical GA is December 14th. So we spoke to Heath last week. There is no reason why this won't happen the way you see in front of you. We are all on schedule for these dates. So once again, please expect the EGA for November 23rd and the physical GA for December 14th. Now, briefly, I just want to talk about ITM 6.1. ITM 6, if you will, has been out for approximately 2 years, and during the time, Heath and his team and Divyesh and his team have made numerous enhancements to the product. So, of course, some of the key features are the visualization that comes with the Tivoli Enterprise Portal or the TEP, the data warehouse, which has grown in usage. For those of you not familiar, there is a product called IBM Tivoli Performance Analyzer that is used for capacity planning, and it too uses the data warehouse along with the Tivoli Service Level Advisor. So as you can see, we are using the Tivoli data warehouse for a multitude of products, and I would expect that to continue into the future. We have a universal agent, which of course offers unmatched ease of use and customized monitoring. The agents are lightweight. We've removed the dependency from the TME framework. It is an easier install, and the deployment time goes from weeks to days or hours. I know that when he first came on board, there was approximately 10 issues that Tivoli customers had problems with when it came to using ITM, the ITM 5 product, and some with the DM, but mostly with ITM5. And I believe with this release of ITM6.2, Heath has actually addressed all the issues, okay? So if there's anything that hasn't been addressed, I'm not aware of it at this point, but I believe he's addressed all of the issues that the customers really had problems with. Slide number 6. Let's talk a little bit about the applications and application management, all right? I think that we are aware by now that ITM6 manages key Microsoft resources, including virtual servers, the .NET environment, Windows, Active Directory, SQL Server. And in the future, these offerings will just continue to grow and improve. For visualization management, well, of course, we have the TEP, of course, but we also have the ability to monitor clusters with IBM Tivoli monitoring. So we are able to, of course, reduce the potential downtime, all right, because we can monitor Microsoft clusters, we monitor HACMP, we monitor Veritas, we monitor Sun clusters, and all of these, I should say most of these products are available via offerings on Opal. That is, that customers like we support or internal developers have created solutions to monitor these products, and these monitoring solutions are available via download on Opal. All right. Some of the key performance management insights using the virtualization with ITM show what are the resource utilization of my server, or how are resources allocated per virtual machines. Virtualization is a key area that ITM 6 works well in. As a matter of fact, we have a lot of customers who are still using their ITM 5 environments but have also included ITM 6 for the virtualization capabilities that it does provide. With ITM, customers can monitor AIX, VMware, Solaris containers, Microsoft Virtual Servers, and Xen via Opal. Next slide, just to point out that we do monitor AIX and SystemP environments with ITM. There is a lightweight monitoring agent that has been available free of charge for a while now, and then there is a full performance agent with ITM that customers can purchase if they want to get more information from their environment. When it comes to customized monitoring, the Universal Agent has been a huge success. Anybody that's gone out to Opal can see that there are well over 3,000 different solutions out there, and that number continues to grow each day. So the Universal Agent, of course, provides multiple ways to gather information, whether by SNMP, scripts, HTTP, ODBC calls. All of that, of course, is supported by the Universal Agent. And in the next release, 6.2, we will develop or introduce something, called an Agent Builder, which will allow you to create an agent to do specific items similar to the Universal Agent. I've already mentioned the Open Process Automation Library, or OPAL. This is where you find the various downloads that are available for ITM 6. Let's talk about ITM 6.2. The EGA is 11.23.07. Slide 16. Very important to point out to everybody that ITM 6.2 is not the ITM 5 migration release. I've heard a few people suggest this, and I want to make it perfectly clear that this is not the migration release. There is a migration toolkit which takes the ITM version 5 resource models and moves them to 6.2 situations, okay? Now, we know that we have a lot of customers that have thousands and thousands of agents. And they are using the Tivoli framework, and they are very happy with a lot of the functionality, specifically the granular security, okay? So one of the key items we want to mention is the fact that not all of the Tivoli framework functionality has been ported over to ITM 6 yet. Okay? We're getting there, but this is not the release. This is not the time to encourage your customers to move all of their endpoints from ITM 5 to ITM 6 unless there is a compelling reason for them to do so. All right. Some of the key features in version 6.2 are major increases in the usability of ITM 6. You'll see many performance enhancements, which we will talk about shortly. There is a brand new agent builder, which is perceived as a game changer. That is, this is a technology, this is an offering that we have that you won't find our competition have. LDAP is here. Anybody that has taken Jeff Dawes' go-to training labs has seen LDAP work using both Linux and Windows operating system. If you haven't seen this remote lab, if you haven't downloaded the lab, either send a note to Jeff or send me an email, and I will make sure that you get the URL so that you can download the lab, download the documentation, and then set up LDAP and see how easy it is to work with ITM 6.2. And with LDAP comes the ability to manage users and groups. Okay? So the important thing is we're not going to tell our large ITM customers that this is the release to move off of ITM version 5, okay? For some smaller shops, this may be the offering to do so, but for the most part, this is not the official migration release. The next slide, slide 17. Take a minute to take a look and view what's coming with ITM 6.2. As you will be able to see here on the slide, there is a number of key items from the migration to security to infrastructure enhancements to event integration, visualization improvements, agent enhancements, and the agent builder. Please take a moment to look at the slide. Slide 18, brief overview of some of the quality improvements in ITM 6.2. As you know, the ITM, I should say the Fixpack 5 that was released in May, repaired, removed, improved a number of the problems that we had with ITM. It was really worth waiting for, and I believe that the quality you will see in ITM 6.2 will show that the wait for ITM 6.2 was well worth it. Some of the key scalability objectives was hub support, an increase of 10,000 agents across 8 remote TEMS, RTEMS agent support, 1,500 agents now across AIX and Linux, 50 TEP browsers for the Tivoli Enterprise portal. There are improvements in the data warehouse and in TEMS reliability that we will talk about in a moment. Our beta program went very well. As a matter of fact, the beta program is still happening. It started back in August, and there has been, I believe, 3 different code drops, okay? Each code drop is improved upon the other. And for the Go training, the beta code that was used appeared to be as stable as you could ask for. As I said, the Go training that showed the LDAP usability went very well. Slide 19, please. We'll talk a little bit about the Tivoli Data Warehouse space comparisons. In 6.2, we have a new schema of definitions for the Tivoli Data Warehouse that reduce the amount of storage needed to warehouse ITM 6.2 tables. As a matter of fact, there's a 24% reduction in space for new tables. okay? And then when it comes to using Linux, we've improved that experience also. So the row size has been decreased when it comes to 6.2. Slide 20 shows the Tivoli Data Warehouse throughput improvements, going from ITM 6.1 6-pack 5 and moving to ITM 6.2. If you take a look at ITM 6.1 on the left side and then do a comparison with 6.2, you'll see the improvements are quite obvious. We're not talking about something minor. We're talking about big improvements in throughput. Slide 21 talks about the remote TEM startup processing, and once again, the improvements in TEMs are quite obvious. This is no small feat. So very nice improvements in both data warehousing and remote TEM startup processing, which is key to keeping our customers satisfied. Slide 22 shows the Linux remote TEMs startup processing has been improved also. So as you can see, we have increased, or I should say decreased, the startup processing throughout our operating systems that are supported. It's not just a Windows OS, but it is a Linux OS. There's also information available for AIX, but I just wanted to give you a brief overview. Slide 23, some of the consumability improvements include the ease of doing business, the positive first user experience, trying to make ITM 6.2 as easy and friendly as possible. So when a user that has never seen our software before puts that CD in, things go smoothly. Easier integration into customers' environments, providing tools to help automate the upgrade of IBM monitoring version 5 resource models, the ability to readily adapt to customer requirements. We've already talked about the universal agent, of course, and with 6.2, we'll be introducing the agent builder. And then we also wanted to simplify ownership and operation. So these are some of the key consumability improvements that you will find in ITM 6.2. Slide number 24. Manage by user groups. On slide 25, you get a view of what has been done, some of the key changes in ITM 6.2. You're now able to manage work groups very similar to how you manage users. It's a very simple and easy way, and it really requires no education to master. Most of us have been doing things like this on the various operating systems, but more specifically Windows for years. So you have the ability to add users. You have the ability to add user groups. You can assign members to various groups. And then available members can be users or user groups. So this is a very nice feature to have. This is something that customers have asked for a long time, and it is available. Or when you go to set up LDAP for the first time, this is one of the key features you will use in order to set up LDAP. Slide number 26 shows the ability to modify group permissions. So the enhancement allows you to manage permissions by groups rather than by individual users. This is, again, a key feature that customers have been asking for. Slide 27, we have a user groups tab. Managing groups, you know, works very similar to user management. So once again, I think most of us have done this before. Slide 28, authentication using LDAP. Okay, so just talk a moment about LDAP. Our customers, or many of our customers, have been asking for LDAP since the initial release of 6.0 back in November of 2005, I believe. With 6.2, We give customers the ability to authenticate the Tivoli Enterprise Portal using standards-based LDAP protocols to shared registries. This enhancement provides several benefits. It eliminates the Tivoli Enterprise Portal specific ID password. You know, the administrator went and logged in, put a password there, and then the person went directly into that URL or brought up the browser on their desktop, and that's how they logged in. LDAP is going to remove that for us. Another thing LDAP does is allows exploitation of the common installation registries on Active Directory or IBM Directory Server or others. It also permits the sharing of user authentication between multiple products. So once again, LDAP is here, it is available, and it does work. Slide number 29. One of the key elements our customers have asked for, not only in ITM 6, but in ITM 5, and I'm sure in DM, has been, please improve your reporting. With ITM 6, we have an improved common reporting strategy. And our reporting strategy is based on BERT. Now, BERT is an acronym for the Business Intelligence Reporting Tool. It can be found in the Eclipse project. Okay, it's open source. The various plugins allow different interfaces to input new chart types and output formats. Okay, this is part of ITM 6. It will be available towards the end of the year. All right, so you will have the ability, or your customers will have the ability, to create very, very nice charts and very nice reports. And you will also have the ability to create the automatic build of these reports with some tools that are coming that can be used with our reporting strategy. Slide number 30 shows some of the planned reports. You know, one of the dings that we received was, well, you guys don't have enough, you don't have enough reports. You don't have canned reports, you know. Can you give us more? So here are 9 of the planned ITM reports that will be made available sometime in the next 30 days or so, I believe. We're talking about a top resources by systems, top resources by CPU utilization, top resources by disk utilization, top resources by memory, resources per system over time, resources utilization across systems. So, as you can see, these are 9 reports that will be available, and they will be posted probably, I'm guessing, to Opal in the next 30 days or so. If that changes, I will let you know. Slide number 31, we're going to talk a little bit about visualization enhancements. Slide 32, please. We have upgraded the Tivoli Enterprise browser to use Web Renderer. For those of you not familiar with Web Renderer, it's an embedded Java browser. It provides standard compliance that no other Java browser can match. It also provides tight integration with the underlying operating systems. So basically what you get with Web Renderer is speed, standards compliance, and security. If you're not familiar with Web Renderer, it supports HTML 4.0, cascading style sheets, SSL, JavaScript, XHTML, XSL, etc. Bench tests have shown that Web Renderer is faster than competing Java browsers. It's very scalable. The support documents for Web Renderer show that it can support documents in size in excess of 8 meg. It has security that is based on industry standard components. It's very stable. Web Renderer has been around for a while. It's been used by numerous companies and organizations, including the Department of Defense, the European Space Agency. And it was really developed to provide Java applications with extensive HTML document rendering. So if you've got customers that want to be able to launch a browser from within their portal, the Web Renderer will give them the ability to not just launch a browser, but also to use it to view multimedia content, such as Macromedia Flash, QuickTime, Acrobat, et cetera, web content, basically anything and more that you are used to using your traditional browsers, the web renderer will provide. Slide 33 shows multi-row data plots. Again, customers have asked for the ability to give them multitudes of data. That is, they want to see data in more than one way. In this case, we're able to show both historical and real-time, or historical combined with real-time data on one slide, or one report, if you will. Slide 34 shows combined historical and real-time data. So you can combine real-time data and historical data in the same plot chart. So the plot chart, when it's brought up, it won't be empty, which is a very nice feature. It can be used to see trends from past hours or days through the present. The plot chart can be updated every 10 seconds. If you've got a customer that, 30 seconds wasn't enough, well, now you can tell them we're down to 10 seconds. And then we have a red line that indicates the current time. So you can take the customer back in time and show them what happened an hour ago if they're looking for a reason that a problem occurred. Slide 35. This is another visualization improvement. You can embed icons in tables for an at-glance display of health. I was recently in Chicago at the Tivoli user group there, and the users indicated that this would be very valuable for them, the ability to embed an icon, click on that icon, and then go directly to a system or a device if they wanted to immediately do some kind of checking, open up another window, etc. This gives the operators additional value because they can customize their screens, and it will help speed up their search time. Another visualization improvement are the overlays. You can build overlay charts of data to capture data from multiple sources in a single view. For example, you can capture CPU and megabytes of memory on the same graph, which is a very nice feature, I think. Slide 37, an improvement in visibility for the Tivoli Enterprise Portal. Using the TEP, you can see out to multiple products. For example, you can get to TBSM or TSLA, and it's the main interface to our monitoring products. It can be accessed as an installed application or through a browser window. The functionality is going to be the same any way you use the Tivoli Enterprise Portal. The TEP browser is a forward and backward button. The workspace consists of multiple views. The views are easy to change to the user's preference. And once changed, you can save the workspace or recall it for use by other personnel. You can start monitoring active system status immediately with predefined workspaces. With a few clicks of the mouse, you can tailor the workspaces to set up specific conditions or create a look and feel that is meaningful to you. Features that come built in to the portal, such as the security and the users, give administrators flexibility, and it makes it really easy for them to focus on what they need to get due and address their problems in a very quick manner. Slide 38. This is a ITM6 infrastructure view of topology. You have the ability to monitor and manage the ITM infrastructure, the ability to deploy specialized agents and situations, and, of course, this visualization via topology views. Now, the next slide, which will be 39, shows an advanced view. And just take a moment to look and see what 6.2 is going to give to the field. As you can see here, you've got your topology view, you've got your tech topology view, and it's just a very nice look for customers that want to see what's going on at upper level, okay? Slide number 40, let's talk a bit about event management enhancements. In 6.2, in ITM 6.1, we only provided three default event and threshold severities. They were critical, warning, and informational. In 6.2, the default is expanded to match the Tivoli Enterprise Council. We now offer fatal, critical, minor, warning, harmless, informational, and unknown. And this is supported both by the situations and view level thresholds. Slide 42. Event integration EIF has been added to the situation editor to allow ITM events to route to multiple tech and omnibus servers. So we have the ability to fail over to multiple techs if we need to. And once again, this is a key improvement in ITM 6.2. Slide number 43, the Common Event Console, or CEC. Now, if you think about ITM 6.1, we had really three separate event consoles. We had a situation event console with ITM. We had a Tivoli event console with tech. And then we had the active event console with Omnibus. So we had really three separate consoles that you could import into ITM. With the CEC, we're going to give a federated view of event data. It's not going to be necessary to transform the information, let's say, to go from tech to Omnibus, for example. And it gives the customer a single operations experience, which I think, you can't undersell. I mean, the ability to have all this information at your fingertip in a very nice, easy-to-read view that can be customized. I don't think anybody else can offer this kind of features or functionality. Slide 44, the ITM 6.2 Agent Builder. This is another key feature in 6.2. The Agent Builder is a wizard-driven solution. It's an easy and very quick way to develop customized agent solutions in minutes. We provide, of course, the standard best practices that you'd be used to. Availability monitoring when it comes to process monitoring or window service, WMI, SNMP. Lots of these agent builders, the actual end result of the agent builder, will be posted on Opal for you to download. So we're asking everybody to please, if you build something, feel free to share it like we did with the Universal Agent. Slide 46. The real nice thing about the agent builder is it is very quick to use and it provides a flexibility. So basically, it gives you the ability to build your own monitoring solution, okay? There's log file monitoring enhancements. Agents on Unix include AIX, Solaris, Linux, HPUX. But once again, something that we have that many other customers or many other competitors don't have is the ability to do this easily on all different kinds of operating systems. We're not limited. Slide 47, we have remote browsing. That is the ability, once again, to go out and, pick a system, pick a process, and create an agent that will do that monitoring basically on the fly for you. I mean, literally a matter of minutes to build an agent. Slide Slide 48. I think this is basically just a summary of what we've already talked about, but it is wizard-driven. It will be GA with ITM 6.2. It's going to provide best practices for availability monitoring, including WMI, SNMP, Windows Event Log, Windows, Unix, and Linux. Slide 49 talks about some of the enhancements that you'll find. So we have an IRA-based agent. It eliminates the universal agent versioning and improves manageability of the agent. There are log files, log file enhancements, which is upgraded from the universal agent. We've already talked about the agent support, including AIX, Solaris, Linux, and HP. The ITM5 migration is eased by generating agent mapping files for custom resource monitoring migration. The remote browsing makes it easy for you to create an agent on the fly. Slide number 50 just shows these key features again, the ability to browse multiple data sources remotely. So in this case, you can see we were browsing processes, and we're doing WMI browsing, and then we've got SNMP. So you can create one or more agents very quickly. Self-monitoring. Another key feature with ITM 6.2 is the ability to determine, is the machine up or down, running well or running bad. On slide 52, you see a view of the ITM self-monitoring. In this case, we are looking at the database system, database tables, and database locks. Very key for performance, of course, is to make sure that the database is sized correctly. And using ITM 6, you will be able to monitor the various features of databases to make sure that your system is operating at its optimum level. Slide number 53 is another view, and in this case, we are viewing the enterprise statistics to determine if things are online or offline. Next slide, which is slide number 54, shows health and performance agents for both tech and for Omnibus. So we have availability monitoring, client activity monitoring, throughput of and activity metrics, and then for the event stream, we're going to give you the class, origin, status, the kind of information that you're pretty well used to, and then rule execution status, correlation rule, and automation metrics will be available to you in 6.2. Slide number 55, the tech health agent. It provides a process-level monitoring of the various tech components, including availability, memory use, threads, and CPU utilization. There's information on event distribution statistics, event throughput metrics, event activity-based statistics, and much more. Slide 56. For those of you that are familiar with IBM Director, we will provide notification of events such as failing components on IBM Director agent systems. There's a comprehensive inventory data from the IBM Director agent allowing for easy asset management. We provide the hardware status monitors for systems with the Director agent. And we support the local and agentless. That is, agent monitors IBM Director running on other system deployments and much more. Slide 57. Just talk briefly about the ITM version 5 migration. As I said earlier, there will be a Tivoli talk this Thursday that will talk more specifically about the ITM 5 migration. The ITM upgrade toolkit process is based on four phases, all right? I think most of you have probably seen this before. But if you haven't, there are really four key features, and that is that we need to upgrade our servers, upgrade our endpoints, upgrade the profiles, and then upgrade the profile managers. And we do this by assessing, analyzing, and migration. And let's talk a little bit more on this about inside 59. The phases are driven by individual tools. There is a tool to automate the assess subphase for the upgrade server. That's basically a scan of the TMR. There is a tool to automate the assess subphase for the upgrade endpoints, profiles, and profile managers. And again, there is a third tool to automate the upgrade of endpoints, profiles, and profile manager phases. Slide 60 talks a little bit about the upgrade toolkit and the mapping of files. The mapping logic is contained in the mapping files. That is, the RMMFs, or the resource model mapping files, contain the information that you need. It's based on a specific methodology, and it's basically been applied to these files to help the upgrade phase. Basically, in other words, resource models to situations, okay? Resource models being a key feature in ITM5, situations being a key feature in ITM6. Slide 61 shows you the Migration Toolkit GUI, which provides a step-by-step GUI-driven wizard. Slide 62 shows you the inline status at a glance. This will show you where you're at in the various process. In this case, you can see we've reached and deployed migration step, and the ITM version 6 infrastructure has been deployed on top of the existing ITM version 5 infrastructure. So yes, we are supporting two infrastructures at this point. Slide 63, we're going to talk a little bit about the added TEP integration features. What we've been able to do, of course, is use the Tivoli Enterprise portal to bring windows from the various Tivoli products into view. Now, for example, we can view TBSM, TSLA, TEC, OmegaMon, ITCAM, products such as WR or response time, our new products supported in the ITCAM world under ITM6. There is the IBM Tivoli Performance Analyzer, which also sits on top of ITM6 and is viewed in the Tivoli portal. There is OmegaMon for Z, is another product that can be viewed through the Tivoli portal. So we give the customer the ability to monitor basically their environment end-to-end using the Tivoli Enterprise portal. There is the ability to have the launch in context, okay? So what they call dynamic workspace linking. So in this case, an event arrives, the operator wants to drill down. He can right-click on the tech event, and a new sub-menu becomes available. From that sub-menu, you go to the ITM situation. You can launch into the situation. The situation results show current status of the situation. You know, it gives you what threshold trigger that situation. Expert advice is already there based on best practices. How do I resolve this issue? So by launching and understanding the problems in context, we reduce the amount of time that we have problems, the MTTR. Mean time to repair, excuse me. TADM and ITM is another view showing how we can use ITM along with TADM to ensure a comprehensive monitoring of application resources. And slide 67, Jennifer, if you would, we can take questions at this point.
Thank you, sir. The question and answer session will be conducted electronically. If you would like to ask a question, please do so by pressing the star key followed by the digit 1 on your telephone. As a reminder, if you are on a speakerphone, please allow your turn off your mute function to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Once again, that is star one to ask a question. And our first question comes from Sampat Swaminathan. Please go ahead.
I'm from the ITD delivery department. I have two technical questions and then one marketing question. My first question is on page number 18 regarding scalability. The PowerPoint says that the OpTEMS will support 10,000 agents across 8 remote TEMS. So is that is there a hard limitation for the number of remote TEMS, or could that be more than 8?
Well, you know, that's a real good question. I don't know if we have a hard limitation. As a matter of fact, I don't think we've ever had a hard limitation in anything when it came to scalability. It always was more of a "it depends" kind of question. It always depends on bandwidth. It always depends on what the customer is doing, how many agents are being monitored, situations going back and forth, et cetera, et cetera. So I think your question is 8 the maximum amount of remote TEMS? And I believe the answer is 8 isn't the maximum amount. But I will find out if we do have a hard number for you. How's that?
Yeah, that's fine. Because once I see that it was misleading, it said 10K agents is fine, then across 8 RTEMs,
yep.
I was a little bit confused. Okay. And my next question is on page number 41. About the tech event server. You mentioned that we can specify the event severity, critical, harmless, everything on the situation itself, which is very good. How about the tech server itself? Can you select the tech server itself from within the situation?
Well, can you select the tech server from the situation?
Yeah.
The tech server is a separate application.
Yeah,
so,
I see.
You know, what we've done here is mimic the tech server, of course, but the tech server, yeah, we're basically providing you a window to the tech server as an option, but this is a feature that mimics tech. So you could have a tech console window within the Tivoli Enterprise portal, or you could just be using the situation editor and viewing the situations here, and that would provide a similar look and feel to tech without actually having tech.
Okay, let me ask this. So in case if I have two servers, server A and server B, I want the event from server A to be sent to tech A, and then if I want the events from situations from server B to be sent to tech B, can that be specified within the situation itself?
You know, I believe it can. I actually haven't seen that feature demonstrated, but I believe it can. Let me get to your hard answer again for that too.
Okay.
Because generally, it's just a matter of, you know, pointing to the specific tech server and the port that you want to send the information to.
Okay, yeah, right now we are doing that using the tech server.txt file. So I would like to know whether it is possible using the situation itself.
Gotcha. I will do that.
Okay. My third question is a marketing question. Okay. This is about the comment event console.
Okay.
Right now we have the comment event console, the event list under Omnibus, and then the web top, and then the tech console. From a customer point of view, this is very, very, very confusing. We have too many consoles.
You think we have too many consoles?
Yeah.
Okay. So do you think that the common event console is something that we could have done without? Is that what you're saying?
Exactly, yeah. No, what is our direction? I mean, is our direction to use the web top or to go with the ITM6 console or the common event console? What is that?
Well, you know, I understand your point. I mean, what we used to have was three individual consoles, right, in Tivoli Enterprise Portal. And instead of having the need for three separate consoles, we now have the one console. So we've reduced the consoles from three to one, which I think would be an improvement if your customer was complaining about we had too many consoles, right?
Yes, to an extent it is right. But still, does the common event console provide all the functionalities like web top or from a tech?
Yeah, I think it does provide all the functionality. I haven't actually had a chance to actually use it, though, yet. But I will find out if there is any functionality missing. How's that?
Yep, that's fine. Thank you.
At this time, we have one question remaining in the queue. So as a final reminder, if you would like to ask a question today, please press star 1 on your touchtone telephone at this time. We'll take our next question from Ray Webb with IBM.
Hello, I have a few questions. The first one is, the universal agent today, at least in 6.1, the first three characters of the name had to be unique within the enterprise. Has that been removed, or is there any thought about removing that restriction?
I talked to somebody just recently about that, and I think the UA still has to be unique.
Okay, the next question is on the IBM Director. Today we have to use a universal agent to get that information in from Director. You had a slide about Director. Is that no longer required?
Yeah, with 6.2, I know what you're talking about. There is a Director agent that is part of 6.2, okay?
Okay.
And this agent is, basically has a specific feature and function that works with the Director application.
All right. And can we get the agent builder ourselves if we're IBM employees today from the site someplace so we could play with it?
Well, once it's available, I don't know if it's going to be put on as a separate item on the download site or if it will be included in the actual package on Excel. I'm not sure how that's all going to be marketed.
All right. But I could build something with Agent Builder, the new Agent Builder, and run it in ITM 6.1, correct?
Good question. I'm guessing that it is backwards compatible, but I don't know if anybody, I don't have anybody to say that has actually worked. So let me verify that.
Not ready to migrate just yet could still take advantage of it.
Yeah, because I believe the answer is it will work, but I don't want to steer you wrong, so let me find out for you.
All right. What about mixing? What if I have an ITM 6.1 agent talking to a 6.2 TEMS or vice versa? Is that going to be supported?
I think that it will. I think that it will work. But once again, I don't know if anybody has actually, I haven't heard anybody say, yeah, we've tested that. So let me verify.
Okay, and two more and then I'll be quiet.
Sure.
Today, like you said, you can forward events to Omnibus and you can forward them to tech.
Yes.
Any thought about having the ability to forward to another vendor's product or to a script or something?
Yeah, sure. I mean, there's probably a list of products and vendors that people would, like us to be able to do that to. But anything specific on your mind?
I would like to, if you could put them to a script, like forward it to like a socket, and then the person can use traps and send it to anything they want or do whatever they want to do with them.
Okay, so forward an event to a script.
And then lastly, any thought about giving the customers the ability to reword the messages that come up today?
There has been some talk about that too, but there's nothing available yet in that area.
And the BERT stuff, when that becomes available, is when? I'm sorry, I missed.
It will be by the end of this year, I believe.
And that's free?
Free to IDM customers, yes.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
We do have another question. We'll take that question from William Ng.
Yes, this is William. Thank you for the presentation. It looks very good. But I have some question about the data warehouse enhancement. And I'm from GCG. In GCG, we have several customers that use Hong Kong as the managing hub. And the managing server runs across several countries and time zones. Right now, in 6.1, we can only define one threshold for all the managing server for vacation, working out, so on and so forth. Will there be any granularity on this enhancement in 6.2?
William, is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm really not sure. I'm really not sure how to answer that question for you. This is the first time, obviously, I've been asked that. I haven't heard about this before, but if you want to just drop me an email, I will make sure you get that answer, okay?
Okay. So your email, is it at the beginning of the...
Yes, it is.
Okay. Thanks. Actually, I have another question with regarding to our agents, because I have encountered several cases. The competitor is HP OpenWheel.
Okay.
What HP told our customer or potential customer is that, okay, they have a maximum cap of their agent memory or CPU usage, okay, say maybe a 5 or 10% of the CPU. But our design is that, okay, if a system is running several applications and we deploy multiple agents, and then we cannot say there is a maximum cap or something. For example, if a system, Windows system is running Active Directory, Exchange, MSC Code, so on and so forth, then for each application, we need to have their own agents. So will there be any agent usage or memory reports?
You know, I'm not aware of any reports available right now. Not to say that there aren't something like that available. And for the most part, I mean, we're talking about, you know, ITM 6 agents versus ITM 5, and we know that the ITM 6 agents are very lightweight. Their memory and CPU consumptibility is greatly reduced compared to the old product. But you'd like some kind of hard number on what a agent consumes on a given operating system?
Yes, is there this kind of report?
I don't know. And, you know, normally when you ask for information like this, you get back the answer that it depends, because, you know, people, it depends on the size of the machine, the memory, CPU, et cetera. But I will try and find out if there is anything like that at all for you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
We'll take our next question from Gene Capino.
Yes, thank you very much. I'm involved very recently with a project known as Project Green, and that's the move of many of our monitoring scenarios off of the distributed platform onto System Z. In this case here, I want to take your attention to slide 10, which talks about virtualization. So in this project, what we're looking to do is run many images off of on the Z operating system, for instance, running a VM hypervisor, it's called. And then underneath that, we may have hundreds of virtual machines running Z Linux. So, again, on slide 10, I noticed there's information about how ITM 6 can handle the virtualized environment. I see mention of AIX and IBM System P. Is there any thoughts or any concepts about how we would do this on System Z?
Yeah, you know, it's Glenn, correct?
This is Gene.
Gene, I'm sorry, Gene. Yeah, you know, there's a lot of talk about it, and to be honest with you, I'm not the guy to talk about Z at all. I'm more of a distributed end user, if you will. But, yeah, I know that Heath and Divyesh and the whole ITM crew has talked quite a bit and, you know, realize there's a great opportunity out there. But I think you'd be better off just addressing an email to Heath.
All right, very good. I know Heath personally, so appreciate that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Once again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 at this time. And, Mr. Katz, there appear to be no further questions, sir. I'd like to turn the conference back over to you for any additional or closing remarks.
Great. Thank you. Thank you all so much for making this call this morning. Really appreciate it. You know, just to reiterate, ITM 6.2 is going to be out towards the third week of this month. Really think it's a great offering. I hope you can get out in front of your customers, let them know what they're missing by not having ITM 6, spread the news about the virtualization features, the agent builder features, all the good stuff that Heath and Divyesh and their teams have put into this offering. So once again, thank you very much for attending this call. And if you have any questions, please feel free to email me, same time me, call me, whatever works for you. Thank you.
This does conclude today's teleconference. We thank you for your participation. Have a great day.